Vectis Radio.
We've got the lovely Dave in from the Isle of Wight Cat Centre. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are we?
Okay. I'm pretty good, thank you very much.
Good. Yeah. You're substituting for Mark.
Poor Mark, yeah, he's been taken ill, so last minute standing. I've got a few notes with me to help me out.
I'm sure you're just as good. So what have you got to tell us?
Well, the main thing is we've got the 65th anniversary of Cats Protection on the Isle of Wight.
So we've got
a big event coming up at the Isle of Wight Cat Centre.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on the 13th of June, which is a Saturday. I think it's just a couple of weeks away now. So it's from 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock. It's a free event. There's quite a bit of parking at the centre, and there is on-road parking outside and that. So we're expecting it to be quite a big event and that.
Good.
So
what's happening at this event?
So we've got raffles and stalls, refreshments. We've got lots of... I don't know all the details at the moment. Obviously, the girls are working on it as we speak. And that, but lots of different games and that for the all the kiddies.
Right.
We have got also, there's stalls from the, we've got RSPCA will be there, Ability for Dogs, the Monkey Haven. I don't think they'll be bringing any monkeys, but.
No.
The Donkey Sanctuary is there. That'd be nice if they could bring one of the donkeys along, but I don't think that'll probably happen. But like I say, so there'll be Cattery Tours as well. So staff will be there, staff and volunteers will be there to give you a look around and explain a little bit more. Yeah, what we do and how we help all the cats over the many years.
And hopefully some will get adopted.
Yes, we'll be up. We can have people come around. Obviously, when it's quite busy, so if it's really, really busy, obviously sometimes it's not an ideal time to actually spend one-on-one time with the cat. So it might be a good idea if anybody sees a cat or kitten which they like or a pair of cats, they might make an appointment to come back maybe in a few days
that
when it's a little
sense,
bit quieter, yeah.
Yeah.
There are, we've got quite a large number of cats available for adopting.
Well, who have you got?
We've got cats of all ages, tiny little ones, and we have got a few which are, we've got Holly and Maddie who have been they've been with us for quite a few months now. They are actually, they're not actually at the at the centre, they're actually staying with one of our fostering ladies.
Right.
So they're a pair of sisters, dark tortoiseshell. If you go online, there'll be a lot of details about them. Obviously, they are 15 years old. I think that one of them's had a dental. One of them might have a few little medical issues going on. But sometimes the charity will pay for ongoing treatments, especially if it's diabetic or a thyroid type things, which they
so they'd be adopted together, would they?
They are going to be adopted together.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a lot to take on a pair of older cats, you know. But I say they've been with.
But they won't be running up your curtains, though.
No, that's one thing.
Sometimes they suit an older person who don't want, a young kitten to be chasing around.
I mean, they're very good. They're very good with the trays, and they don't, make a mess anywhere. They're quite content. I think one of them's a little bit more confident than the other, which happens as usual when you've got a pair of cats. You get one that's a little bit more
bossy,
not a little bit more outgoing, So, yeah, and we've got Bobby, who is a loveliest cat in the world. He's 10 years old. He's a proper lap cat. He loves his food. I always give him a nice bit of proper chicken at lunchtime. He looks at me when I'm preparing it. He can see me in the kitchen from his little house, and he's looking at me with a proper sad eye.
Where's mine? Yeah.
So he came to us. Lady was going to go in. She was going into... supported living. She couldn't take him. She was absolutely upset, really, really upset. She couldn't actually be there when I went to pick him up. She had to have one of her friends to when I took him. So, but obviously we're giving him the best of care and that. And but I think there was someone who was quite interested in him, but I think the person who was, I think they had some issues, maybe illness and that, and it couldn't be taken. But he's waiting there for a lovely home. He's right, absolutely though. Gorgeous. Yeah. So there'll be quite a bit of information about him on our site.
Good.
I will just mention one here. On the 7th of June, which is the Sunday, next yes. Sunday, we won't actually be open in the afternoon because we're having an event for all our lovely volunteers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So we have the girls do it. There's all tea and cakes and everything. And we have awards for volunteers great. And that, which is nice. Yeah. And then there's also a kids competition with the it's called Draw Your Dream Cat. So it's from school age. So I'm presuming that's like from 5 years old up to 16 years. There's three categories, and I think you can bring your entry to the centre.
All right.
I'm sure you can send it some other way. And then the winner of that will be, it's a family ticket you can win for the Tatnall Farm, and there is other runner-up prizes. So obviously, nowadays, all information is like if you go online website, to the Isle of Wight Cats Protection, you'll get all the details about that. But I've got a general idea of what's going on.
Lisa, have you got something that you wanted to add?
Yes. So I do have a question.
Oh, not a hard one again.
It shouldn't be hard.
Okay.
So we got the warm weather that's just like yes. coming up, and we did have that big heat wave a few weeks ago. And I was highly concerned about my two cats. Like Zay, during the heat wave, he was panting like crazy. And like, we left him loads of water as many as possible. Is there any other ways to prevent cats from like getting heat stroke or like to keep them safe from warm weather?
Cats do tend to. Everybody says they're very sensible when it comes to even the younger cats. Well, if it's really hot, they won't do much in the way of running around and make themselves really hot. They'll find a cool spot themselves and keep out of the heat. At the centre, we make sure the cat flaps are open. So. Whatever breeze there is coming in, and what we do is we put down big bath towels on the outside, and we during the day a couple of times we'll soak them in cold water so that so any breeze will pick up a little bit of more sort of colder and it should keep them a little bit cooler. But like I say, they tend to be you don't really want, obviously with cats, you don't want them, if you've got them indoors, you don't want them, put them in a little glass. If you've got an outside bit, it's a lot of glass around it. They don't need to be in that. Keep them away from that. But they do tend to keep out of the way of the heat, really. But
we found that our cat just laid out on the floor, getting as long as he could.
Yeah, especially on the tiled floor or something. If they'll try and find that, but on the tiled floor, possibly if you've got that. But they tend to. But it is a good idea to make sure that they do. Obviously, it's with cats. Obviously, it's hard to tell them. You can't exactly tell them to go and make sure you drink a lot of water. But they tend to look after themselves. But obviously, the main thing is if you are going out and you're leaving them, make sure they're not in an area where it's going to get too hot, sort of with a lot of glass and that around it, and that help them keep cool. And that.
Yes. So if people want more information about your cats, where can they get it? What is the website address?
It's Isle of Wight. If you just put in Isle of Wight Cats Protection and then click on there, you'll get all the different ways to contact us, all the Facebook and everything. And,
yeah. It's got all the details of everything on there.
Everything will be on there, yeah. So, and obviously on the site, there'll be any cats that are available will be... On the site, there'll be pictures, a little story about them. It depends. I mean, we do get some cats that come over from where Cats Protection is a big. I think I said this last time. Where it's a big organisation, we do get some cats that come over from the mainland from Cats Protection because they are really, really busy. Some of the sites have got some of the centres have got like 200 or so cats waiting to come in, so we help them because we rehome really well on the island. Yeah. So we try to help them.
Well, thank you for what you do out there.
Lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Volunteers. And more power to your elbow, as they say.
Yeah.
Just Google cats, Isle of Wight Cat Centre. I think you'll find everything you need to know.
Everything will be Isle of Wight Cats Protection. Right. It'll all be there, yeah.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. marketing@vectisradio.fm.